So we know that moving to the USA is sufficient to cause a dramatic change in your microbiome, probably not for the better. Are these microbes actually causing the obesity, or is the obesity causing a change in the microbes? This is something that we're following up on, and the evidence we have now in my lab, combined with evidence from a number of labs around the world, tells us that certain changes in the microbiome do lead to obesity and a number of other modern, kind of westernized diseases. The good news is that your microbiome can actually change. Unlike your own genome, it's a living, breathing thing. And there's a broad front of research right now happening to better understand how we can restore our microbiomes when something goes wrong using diet, using live microbes. And in fact, one of the next steps for us is collecting and preserving microbes from healthy people around the world so that they can be kept as cultural assets for those groups to potentially protect them as they adapt to modern society, and to protect future generations who are, you know, currently growing up to have increased risk of these diseases with every generation. I'm looking forward to a future where we have the tools that we need to restore and replenish our microbiomes. And in that world, the monkeys will live happier and healthier lives, and so will we.